Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I was in Detroit yesterday. Detroit? It's so cold in Detroit, you know, the kids will walk around with the pants hanging off their ass. They had them up yesterday. It was cold, John. It was cold. They got that thing called assmonia going around. It's cold. It's so cold in New York City, Statue of Liberty took that torch and put it under her dress. It's cold, y'all. It's cold. It's so cold in Chicago, Baskin Robbins was selling soup. It's cold.
And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green, and of course, that's the great Dr. George Wallace, who actually is ending his 10-year run on the Las Vegas Strip at the Flamingo. I'm going to get this out the way right now to plug. He got 3 days left. 3 days left to see him at the Flamingo. You can go to www.flamingolasvegas.com. Or for ticket information, 855-234-7469. Make sure you check that out. And I'm going to bring in the man right now, Mr. George Wallace. Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, how you doing? It's such a pleasure. Those jokes, it was cold 2 weeks ago. It's still cold back east, I think. But I tell you what, I got 3 days left in Las Vegas. You know what that means, right, Sean?
What's that?
That means I'm coming to a theater near you soon. How about that?
Yeah, you know what? That's what I want to ask you. Now that you did 10 years. 10 whole years, and that's an accomplishment for African-American comedian, because you've been around.
I've been here longer. I've headlined Las Vegas longer than any African entertainer. That includes Sammy Davis Jr., Red Fox, Lena Horne. It's been a blessing to come here. I came here for 30 days, 90 days. It's been 10 years. Plus, I don't work for the hotels. I own the show, so therefore I do all of the marketing. I do all of the advertising, so it's been a blessing to be here and to become a part of this community, and it's just been wonderful. So it's a great thing. But being away from 10 years away from America, and I'm going to get back on the road. I'm coming to cities all of America, and we're going to have some fun.
Oh, great! And I can't wait till you get here to Chicago. And so you're going to be doing a lot of just a lot of touring and stuff. I mean, any movies in the works? That's what I want to know. Are you going to be going to doing more movies now? Are you going
to? Matter of fact, they just told me to do a movie tomorrow. It's the movie, the producers of The Wash, and this is called something to do with smoke. What do you call weed money?
Wacky tobacco.
Grow money. It's something like that. They're going to start a new business with a weed shop. So, and they want me to be in the bank. They're coming to borrow the money from me. But also Think Like a Man, too, with Kevin Hart. That's going to be out in the next few months. And that's good. So we're going to do movies. And, you know, I just wrote a book, which is into its third printing already, called Laugh It Off, L-A-F-F. So I'm pretty busy and pretty blessed.
Okay, great. Now with the Flamingo, you've been there 10 years. How did you get to start there? I mean, is that something you just went out to do, or is, you know?
Yeah, it's something I always wanted to work Las Vegas all my life. My pattern has been backwards. I always think that people should travel and have a lot of fun while they're young and work when they get old. So that's what I did. I traveled all over the world, and I liked the career of Red Fox and Rodney Dangerfield. They kind of did everything big when they were older. So now I'm at that age, and I'm looking for more television now and more movies. And that's what I'm doing. But I came to Las Vegas just, like I said, for 30 days. I was doing radio in New York City. And, you know, I was in Chicago at one time, 1997, number one, and you know, at another radio station. But I'm just blessed to be able to do what I want to do. And people should live their dreams. And I'm one of those people that's living my dreams every day.
Now, one thing I definitely want to ask you about, and you've been around for a while, is, you know, the younger comedians coming up now. And this is just my opinion. Like, a lot of the younger comedians now pretty much have the same material. And they never really, you know, it's all the same.
You can't say that, Sean. What you say, it's the same jokes. It's about the same thing.
But the same thing, you know.
It's the same smoking, same drug.
Yeah. I really like, you know, the classic guys like you and, you know, Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy and a couple of the other comedians. always had different materials. Bill Cosby, another one, who had just different material no matter what. It was always something different.
That's exactly right. You got to have, see, that's what we specialize in. It's a different school today, but the young kids are funny, and if they put butts in the seats, they put butts in the seats, and they have a different type of humor, and I admire them all. But what we do, I'm still old school. Every night you should see something different in the show. We're just constantly changing. Like I was just talking about CNN a few moments ago. CNN needs to change their name to SSOO because, you know, it's the same stuff over and over, same stuff over and over. Now, we know the plane is missing, but you don't have to dedicate the whole show 24 hours a day. We want people to find the plane, and I know where the plane is, by the way, Sean.
Uh-huh.
The plane that, what do you call it, the Malaysian airline?
Oh, yeah, the 777.
It's in Cleveland, but don't nobody want to go there to look for it?
You
don't
have nothing to do.
Stop laughing, Sean. Have you been to Cleveland lately?
No, I haven't been there in a couple months.
I was in Cleveland yesterday, man. It was in the 70s, and not the temperature now, the decade. It's still a little behind in Cleveland. Let's make that clear, okay? So I'm constantly thinking of things to just talk about every day and just changing the show. And right now I'm writing the show for tonight. Uh-huh. I'm going to talk about tonight. So yes, we older guys, we tend to write more material and have substance, you know.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor cursed a lot, but he had substance in his material, you know.
Yeah, and it was once told that, you know, to be a good comedian, you have to experience life. And that was one thing that was told to me, if to be a good, you know, a good comedian, to experience life, that you have a lot of things to talk about and, you know, try to throw your twist on it. And
Eddie Murphy had a good take on that. Eddie Murphy said, you know, when you're young, you just talk about having sex and blah, 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 and snot. You know, when you get older, you know, you paid some bills and you've had some experience, some relationship problems, some financial problems, and you really get to get into that, the substance.
Oh, wow.
And it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Now,
here's some substance right here. Like the people in Chicago have these new vanity license plates now. Just in Chicago, I did You and Me with Gene Sparrow last month. Uh-huh. And I'm driving down the street and a lady license plate said, C-U-T-I-P-I. C-U-T-I-P-I. And I couldn't figure out the acronym. And then it hit me, Sean, Cutie Pie, right? And after I found it was Cutie Pie, I said, well, let me pull up. Let me inch up a little more and check her out. And when I pulled up next to her, I said, oh, my God, she must have stole this car. She must have stolen this car. She needs to change that to Moon Pie. I'm talking fugly, not ugly, fugly.
Now, one of the things that's known about you and what's been said about you when you were doing that, when you doing the Flamingo, is that you actually mingle with the guests at the casino sometimes, and you just have a down-to-earth attitude. Do you think that's one of the qualities that people that draws people to you?
Well, I think so, because my show is Vegas like it used to be, and you never know who's going to walk out on the stage. Just last week on Friday night, guess who I had on my stage? Donnie and Marie Osmond came out. We were celebrating my 10-year anniversary. They came out, brought a big cake, and not only did they bring the cake out, they served it to the people in the audience, walking out in the audience. That's the atmosphere I like to have in my show. Mm-hmm. Then after Donnie and Marie were out there, then Terry Fader, the ventriloquist across the street at the Mirage. There's a hotel in Las Vegas called the Mirage. You ever hear of it?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you can see it, sometimes you can't. I just, you know, I know that's a Mirage. Sometimes it's over there, sometimes it's not. With the Mirage, I know that hotel's across the street. But Terry Fader was there, and he put his hand on my butt. You know, that works, too, you know, doing the ventriloquist. And I went, what the hell, with his hand on my butt? Then after that, the great Gladys Knight came on stage and blew the room away.
Oh, my God, I would love
that. As big as I can used to be. And then after Gladys Knight, my best friend of 38 years, Jerry Seinfeld, walked up on the stage. He announced, you've been here 10 years. It's time for you to get back out on the road. We're going to go out. We're going to go around the world. So we're going to do a little tour together. And so I'm coming everywhere. I'm coming to Chicago. I'm coming to every city you know. I'll be there.
Yeah. And speaking of Seinfeld, I loved the way I saw you on Arsenio Hall, and the subject of Jerry Seinfeld came up. And I liked the way, you know, you defended him. And I totally agree with what Seinfeld said. You know, when it comes to comedy, you're either funny or you're not. It has nothing to do with diversity.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
And I say the same thing about music and other, you know, genres. It's either you are or you're not. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, or whatever. And you know what? I thank you for that. We're talking with George Wallace, Dr. George Wallace. You got 3 days, everybody, 3 days to see him at the Flamingo Las Vegas, flamingolasvegas.com. for tickets, 855-234-7469. Once again, the number is 855-234-7469. Once again, it's for MingleLasVegas.com. Mr. Wallace, thank you so much for joining us.
And you, thank you so much, Sean. And you tell all those people out there, if you come to Las Vegas, you've got a choice. You can go see the blue man, or you can come see the black man. That's what it's all about. You understand that?
I'm going to see the black man.
Sean, I love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it, okay?
All right. We'll be back right after this.
Travel rewards usually take forever to earn, and even longer to redeem. Introducing Orbitz Rewards, the instant approach. Earn and redeem rewards instantly. Book a flight, use the rewards instantly for your hotel. Book your hotel, use the rewards to stay longer. Book a package, you get the picture. Earn even more when you book on the Orbitz app. 5% on hotels and 2% on flights. Join today at Orbitz.com/rewards and get instant vacation gratification.